7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles. Now broad.
Hey, good morning. Time once again for the Medicine Ball Caravan right here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. And it's April 1st, and I guess we gotta play songs about fools and just plain old foolish songs over the next 60 minutes. We'll have a good time. Stick around. And our first block of music, a track from the debut album from the Mothers of Invention. We'll hear something from Freak Out. Classic number by the Beatles, and one from Quicksilver Messenger Service. This is a debut album from 1967. In fact, a lot of these tracks from 1967, except this one, going back a few years earlier. On the Sue Records label, 1961. This reached number 4 on the R&B charts. This is Ike and Tina Turner kicking off this caravan.
Such a fool. How could I believe all those lies you told me? How could I be taken in by your sweet face? You stole our love, you ruined my life. I'm so torn down, I'm a terrible disgrace. But there will come a time, and you'll regret the way you treated me as if I was a fool and didn't know the many times you lied about your love for me. Someone else is gonna know that your love was just a show. How could I be such a fool?
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Thank you.
turning in, turning out, spirals high, never die.
Felt like I was in a 1967 American International hippie exploitation film, sitting by Susan Strasberg, Jack Nicholson, and Bruce Dern for that tune. Going back to 1967, that was Quicksilver Messenger Service with the closing track to their debut album, a tune entitled The Fool. Before that, the Beatles with The Fool on the Hill, the Mothers of Invention with How Could I Be Such a Fool, from their first album, 67 as well. Freak Out was the name of that album. And we started with Ike and Tina Turner going back to 61 and their Sue Records release, Poor Fool. Here on the Caravan, K KRVS. And quickly looking over some of the things going on around town so much. It's April. What do you expect? The SF Jazz Collective performance happens this evening at the James Munkus Theater at the ACA. It's a night filled with smooth jazz tunes from legendary artists. SF Jazz Collective this evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. To reserve your table, call 337-233-7060. This Friday, April 4th, 7:30 p.m. in the Choral Room of Angel Hall here on the UL Lafayette campus, the School of Music will present their Friends of Music Jazz Guitar Competition. That is free and open to the public, and again, at 7:30 p.m. this Friday. 482-5210 is the number to call for information about that. The Banner Series in full swing this week in Lake Charles. Grammy winner and multi-instrumentalist Sam Bush will perform The King of Newgrass this Saturday, April 5th, 7:30 p.m. at F.G. Bulber Auditorium. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents this Friday and Saturday the David Dorfman Dance Project presenting Prophets of Funk. It's a celebration of the music of Sly and the Family Stone with great dance and music, of course. ACA, ticket reservations at 233-7060. And Bolfa Camp kicks off this Saturday. Got several days of great events at Vermilionville. Check out the LA Folk Roots, www.lafolkroots.org, for all of the classes and dances happening. Bullfile Week at Vermilionville starting this weekend. Going to play a lot of foolish tunes for the rest of the program. One more song about a fool. This is Robin Trower.
Crowd, fooling me. How I little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country, but you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl today, is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000, $2,000 he had in the saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam place. And there he met old Gapmouth Joe. And Gapmouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana, marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can kick the habit. So Josh began to puff, puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. So he went back home that night. But the next day he's right back down to Gapmouth Joe's house. But Gapmouth Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, said, I understand you fooling around with old Gapmouth Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late at night, he was in the bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He said, oh, mother, let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gapmouth Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke. Didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick, sneaked up behind her, hit across the head. Ba-doom, bip-bop, bip-bop. Went to kicking and stomping her. And finally the old lady was dead. Stone dead. So he ran on back to Gapmouth Joe's house. Fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo! I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell, in a jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money is gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama, mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Look like I'm gonna die. And finally he fell to the floor. He was dead, stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a liar out of him, made a thief out of him, stopped him from going to college, lost his $2,000, made a murderer out of him, and finally killed him, stone dead. Stay away from marijuana. And stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
Ha ha ha! I'll walk on the moon. Come on, come on, come on.
Every time I take a trip, I'm sure to meet my friends. From the sky, they fly high. This is hello from them. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little cow, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da. And that's what she said to me. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little chickadee, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da. And that's what she said to me.
Cousin Mosquito number 2, spoken, played, and sung by Melinda Jackson Parker, with a portion of the famous Rondamano Prelude in C sharp minor. He really was a genius. Rondamano died heartbroken because he had no money to publish his compositions. His brother would have published them, but was also bankrupt. Rondamano was never buried when he died, but was thrown out in the pauper's field. But his music lives forever. Centuries later, his music did not fade away and is now being played throughout the world. Among his great compositions, his prelude in C sharp minor is my favorite selection.
Sting of death.
African drums. Cousin Mosquito and his solo. He has the sting of death. Always sing before he sting. Beware, take my advice. Mosquito is no friend to man. When you're living in a tropical country or visiting, it's all the same. Use DDT and destroy this wicked demon. Blood-sapping creature. Prevent this tiny creature from sapping all of your blood. Watch, pray, prevent, and save your little toe.
Mosquito. make a record, and it'll be the best of everything. Singing, boy, you would think it was the very, very best. Yes, that's why I wish I knew just how to sing. I'd make records, send them all over the country. I'd make this whole darn country ring. I feel so bad sometimes when I hear this angel sing, and me not knowing how to sing. That's why I can't make a thing. That's why I wish I knew just how to sing. Oh, I wish I knew how to sing. If I did, you can bet your life I'd make some money and a lot of good things. Just explaining why I'd like to learn how to sing, that's all. Forget about learning how to sing. Stick to your whistling. Okay.
Out of Houston, Texas, the late, great George Coleman, better known as Bongo Joe, with his two 55-gallon oil drums with I Wish I Could Sing. Congresswoman Melinda Jackson Parker, before that, with Mosquito Number 2, Lucia Pamela Walking on the Moon, Dave Harris with Dinner Music for a Pack of Hungry Cannibals, much more. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in to this April Fool's edition of The Caravan. Stay tuned. It's E-Town, and at 1 o'clock, Cheryl Castile with Eric Adcock on The Exchange.